title on screen, How to Report in PERT, PPR, Part 3.2, Documenting Enabling Competencies, Illustrative Example.
Now, let's go through the enabling competency documentation process with an example. Alice recalled a situation she encountered when completing internal controls testing for the first time.
Visual, thought bubble above Alice's head that says, how do I resolve the deficiencies noted in my testing?
Consulting the guiding questions under the enabling competency section in PERT, Alice determined that this work experience falls under the competency managing self. Alice answers the questions for this competency, which require her to A. Describe the situation, B. The course of action taken, and C. What she learned from the experience that she can apply to future situations. In part A of the question, Alice describes the situation.
Text on screen, Alice types the following into her PERT report. This was my first time completing internal controls testing and I was assigned the cash and accounts receivable processes. I was uncertain of how to proceed with the deficiencies noted in my testing. The CPA value impacted as.
Alice uses the CPA WAY model to consider alternatives and identify a course of action.
Visual, the CPA WAY appears on screen, showing the icons, CPA mindset, assess the situation, analyze major issues, conclude and advise, communicate.
In part B of the question, Alice documents the following.
Text on screen, Alice types the following into her PERT report. I considered the following options. 1. Figure it out myself, using prior year testing as a guide, or 2. Discuss the issue with my senior, to get her thoughts and advice. The pros and cons of each alternative are.
In part C, Alice considers what she has learned from this work experience and documents the following.
Text on screen, Alice types the following into her PERT report. From this situation, I learned that part of self-management requires asking for help when needed. Text on screen. Pro tip. For confidentiality reasons, do not include client, customer or organization names in your examples.
Alice checks her answers against the rubric and sees that she is demonstrating at level 1. Now, Alice considers the following factors. Frequency is low as this is her first time completing an external audit engagement. Complexity is low as the solution to the issue was straightforward. Autonomy is low as Alice needed help to resolve the issue. This combination results in level 1, and Alice documents accordingly.
Visual, level 1 being chosen from the drop-down menu within the Managing Self-Enabling Competency in PERT.
As Alice has no other enabling competencies to document at this time, she has now completed her first experience report in PERT.
Text on screen, pro tip, answering all 5 enabling competency questions in every report is not required. Consider answering at least 1 to 2 questions each time.
Next, she requests a meeting with her mentor to discuss her progress to date.
Visual, an email to her mentor, with the subject line, RE. Experience report. The body of the email says, I'm ready to discuss my progress. Text on screen, pro tip, your CPA mentor is a great resource for providing guidance on your level in progress.
If there are no changes to her experience report based on this discussion, Alice can click verify in her report to complete the process. Look out for more videos in this series coming soon.
Text on screen, website. CPAOntario.ca/PEvideos